Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Next Episode Is Better podcast, where we promise you the next episode will not be better. I'm Nicholas.
I'm Sean.
I'm Alex.
Jonathan, you want to introduce yourself?
And I'm Jonathan. I'm sorry. I'll
just sure, taking as long as you want there.
This is a long silence.
You guys want to do a take silence. three?
All right.
No, no, I'm keeping that in. I don't care.
Nah.
I'm keeping that in.
That's funny. That's comedic.
I'm keeping that in. I don't care. I don't care at this point.
We're keeping that in. All right.
So, yeah.
Let's start off with any stories.
No, let's not start off with that. I have to start off with...
let's not.
Well, we're going to get to stories, but I had messed up last week's recording, so we had to do it this week, and then we're going to try and keep on this once every other week upload schedule. So try and keep up with us every, I'm going to say every Friday, because that's when I'm going to upload. So try and keep up with us every Friday at 3 p.m. PST.
Alrighty. Hey, so
yeah.
Any topic for today? What we doing now?
Any stories we have first? You know, anything new? I know Jonathan has one. So
yeah. Pain, suffering. But that's all I can really say. But in all seriousness, I did have my wisdom teeth get pulled out. Basically, the dentist baited me. Specifically, yeah. My mom, which is funny enough.
Yeah.
So how they did it was like they told you to that you have a dentist appointment and like you need to attend this. Don't worry, you're just gonna get something for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not exactly what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So they decided to say, "Yeah, ye actually you're gonna get your teeth pulled out."
Like, literally, as soon as you get in the chair. Then they're like, all right, so what we're actually doing today is that we're going to do, like, I'm telling you, one of my aunts or something like that, they said that they were just going to get two of their teeth out, right? And then when she got in the chair, they're like, all right, what we're going to do, we're going to actually pull all four out today because you're not going to come back a second time if we only take two out. And then she was like, what?
It's like, sits down in the chair, gets all of the other dentists in, strap them down.
Yeah, this is just dumb. I don't think I'm ever gonna understand the American health system. Ever.
You cut out, sorry.
Yeah, you cut out for me.
Oh, for Christ's sake. But on the recording, I'm saying this twice. Like I said, I don't think I'm ever gonna understand the American health system. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think the American healthcare system understands itself.
You see, the thing is about dentists is that they want to reel you in. Like, once you make the appointment, you just caught their bait, basically. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why you get a lollipop every single time you finish your dentist appointment.
They're like, sorry, hope you don't feel too bad. Here's a lollipop to make you feel a little better.
Here's the key question. Do y'all at least have good insurance for dental? Or?
Oh, no, I do. I definitely do.
Insurance? What's insurance?
My dad works at a hospital, so we get insurance for, like, everything.
Well, you're lucky, right? You're lucky.
Yeah.
My insurance is good, but not hospital
anything,
good.
Bro.
My health insurance is good, but it's not hospital good. So...
At his hospital, good.
Dude, honestly, yeah. I got a 4x fold chip right here.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is Alex.
That is Alex. He's always eating.
Every single time. Every single time we start recording, he's eating something.
No matter what.
Oh my god.
Even in real life, the moment you see him, he's got food.
Yeah, literally.
Could be starving in the middle of a desert, and he would suddenly have a buffet directly in front of him.
No, literally, I'm telling you. Even in the middle of me working out, I get hungry in the middle of me working out, so I eat while I work out. I'm telling you.
I'm surprised you haven't thrown up once doing that.
While you work out? It's like does one sit up, like takes a bite of a burger,
or something like that. I'm telling you, I got it.
It's like a burger tied to a string directly above your knees, so you do one sit up, take a bite,
just take a bite. Just
like every bite for one rep.
Yep. I have the hiccups, bro.
It's like a double double from In and Out.
One push up. Oh wait, let me eat this.
Like a,
if you're doing push-ups, there's just a burger on the ground.
No, not on the ground. It has to be in a holder.
You want to do sit-ups, burn those calories.
Yeah, like on a tray on the ground.
What about pull-ups though? Just
pull-ups. It's just gonna be on. It's gonna be like tied to the pull-up bar.
Yeah, you gotta do one arm.
One arm, right? Yeah.
It's just gonna be tied to the top of the pull-up bar to make sure you can do over it.
Yeah.
The other arm, and then keeping that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Hey, so let me tell you about my dentist stuff. So, yeah. About a couple years back, you know, I used to do gym. I still do gym, like gymnastics, you know, for flips and all that.
Yeah.
So, then I had to go, like, before one of my competitions and all that, you know, I had to go to the dentist and, they x-rayed me, and I have another tooth, an extra tooth under one of my teeth. So, sometime soon, maybe this summer, next summer, I'm going to have to get that pulled out. And, yeah. Plus, all four of my wisdom teeth in one day. Five teeth.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to be, like, out of commission for, like, 2 weeks. I'm telling you. Maybe just 1 week since they're putting me under. But, yeah.
Well, personally, I'm waiting to get these braces out of my teeth, which is going to happen this year, by the way. So, no more metal inside my mouth.
How long do you have them anyway? I'm just curious.
A year and a half. That's how long you're supposed to have them. Over.
My sister is actually getting her braces out. What is it, like this month or next month? I don't know.
I'm getting mine out in either December or November. I don't really know which.
I don't know exactly when. I don't remember. But she's getting them out. Her orthodontist messed up several times. She's had them for 3 years. She's had her braces for 3 years. She was only supposed to have them for like
18 months. 18 months is the standard time you're supposed to have them. And sometimes they go over.
Yeah, sometimes they go a bit over. But she's had them for 3 years specifically because her orthodontist has messed up several times.
I'm glad I got a good orthodontist because, like, they haven't messed up.
I'm hoping
once,
I get
it. So.
I need braces, bro.
I'm getting Invisalign, dude.
Dude, I really want Invisalign too. But I don't want braces.
Like my stuff. Like my stuff is like
talking about dentists.
Like my stuff is like bad to the point where I actually braces was my only choice. I can go get Invisalign.
Dang, braces is probably going to be my only choice too, because, dang.
Yeah.
I got a gap in my top teeth. I got...
Well, I'm pretty sure Invisalign...
Like,
I'm pretty sure Invisalign can fix a gap in your teeth. So...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Invisalign can.
Listen. I got a really big gap in my teeth. It's not that big. But then I got, like, one of my teeth that's twisted like 57 degrees one way, another one that's twisted like 20 degrees the other way, and it's like my canine teeth on the bottom. Those always get twisted, I think. But yeah, those are like the only ones.
Anyway, on this riveting topic about teeth, let's move on to something else. Yeah.
Honestly, if we get to the topics today, you know what games we want to be created. Honestly.
Yeah, or like what
the first topic on our list today
is
games that we
literally
want
to be created. It's literally what Alex just said, what games we want to be created. So
what games do we want to be created? Personally, me, I want a game that is a mixture of BitLife, and there's a game I saw a while ago in World Sandbox that I want to like mixture of that, where you can play as some of the people in World Sandbox but with all the scenarios and everything in BitLife. But that's not the only thing. I also want a really expansive RPG that has everything, you know. And when I say everything, I mean everything
it's going to be like a mixture of Skyrim and all of the other big ones.
You know, there is an RPG that comes to mind. And that RPG is Raid Shadow Legends, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh.
Too early. Just when I thought I was safe.
You don't even have a sponsorship yet.
Disclaimer, this video is not sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Oh, my God.
This video is not sponsored by anybody.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Right. Just when I thought I was safe, how could you? How could you?
If you do want to sponsor us, we're taking it. I'm gonna start putting the business email in the description so that way we can get contacted by companies now.
Yeah. All right. Well, on the topic of games that we want to be created, I want like an MMORPG, just like. Doesn't matter what like kind of MMORPG, it's just like an open world MMORPG, or like if you wanted you could like open up like a shop, you know, kind of get to know other players as they like go into your shop and like buy stuff, sell you stuff. Doesn't really matter, you know, like or you could just like choose to be like an adventurer or something. Yeah. But like, you know,
hey, tell me, do you guys know the game Fate? Like I don't think I've heard of it.
I do.
You don't know that game?
No.
It's like the classic RPG game when you were like 5 or 6 or something. Not that. I'm talking about like when you were 12.
When you were
in elementary school, like 5th grade. Trader's Soul.
I was playing
Fireboy and Lava Girl. No, it's Waterboy and Lava Girl. Or Fire Girl. I don't know which.
It was Lava.
It's Fire Boy and Water Girl.
Yeah.
Fire Boy and Water Girl?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
I was playing.
If you don't know about that game, you really have a childhood. Either that or you grew up before that time.
Bro?
Like, really, though.
If you didn't play that at least once.
Or if you could solo play that game, you were officially awesome.
Oh yeah! If you could solo play it with both of them, you were god tier.
I'm gonna keep it real. I used to be able to solo play both players at the same time, and beat the levels.
Hey, tell me, I wouldn't be able to do that sometimes too.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I wasn't skilled enough.
It was weird because like you were controlling them, but they were on like different sides of the screen. So it was like sometimes you get to control this stuff, but
switching back and forth each time.
Yeah, you have to like look back and forth constantly, make sure you don't actually get them into like water or fire if they're the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly though, Cool Math Games, that was like my entire childhood. Like,
bro, oh yeah,
Cool Math Games.
Cool Math Games was my entire childhood, literally.
Bro,
yeah,
I used to play Sticky Ninja, Fire Girl, and Water Boy.
Don't forget all the Papa games.
Really though, yeah.
But don't forget Run.
Oh yeah, Run was a classic.
Dude, Temple Run, you know that?
Oh, yeah. I swear everyone had it.
Temple Run, Run 1, 2, 3.
I swear everyone had Temple Run at one point.
Everyone. Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers. Yeah, that was classic.
Yeah, I used to be playing.
Tell me, do you guys remember Crossy Road? I'm just saying.
Crossy Road, like literally, Crossy Road is in Dave and Buster's now. That's how popular it's gotten. Like, not even joking. That's not even a joke. Crossy Road is legit in Dave and Buster's. If you go inside of Dave and Buster's, there's a Crossy Road machine.
They have, like, big arcade machines for Crossy Road now.
Yeah.
Like, that... Oh, guys, Flappy Bird. Remember that? Nah.
Oh my God.
I hated it so much. I never understood why people were so addicted to it.
I don't understand either.
It's because it's the rage that comes with it. Once you get so far,
it's like
Geometry Dash, dude.
Honestly, games that make you rage are only good for people's enjoyment. Like, I would not see anyone who just on their own buy, for example, Cuphead, and then just plays it on their own without people watching. Like, because there's a rage factor to it. I've done it, but it doesn't mean that I should have had people watching me. So, Hopefully I made sense there. I'm going to watch back in the edit.
So do you guys have any ideas for any games that you want to be created?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of ideas of games. Like, for example, I want a COD that's in VR. I want to see what that's
like. It's like Pavlov, except that's...
Maybe... Oh, VR COD?
Yeah, either VR COD or VR Escape from Tarkov.
Honestly, Escape from Tarkov would be much cooler.
Yeah. A VR, one of those two, I'll take. Or you could be working in this, like, huge world. For example, you're working in the city, and everyone has, like, a different job. It's pretty much like a VR chat, but you can actually work and make money and stuff. So it's, like, it's an open world city.
It's kind of like,
but everyone's in VR, and we can all...
Like simulator, but it's VR, and it's, like, a community-based thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much like Job Simulator, except that there are actual players instead of robots. So, yeah, it's... I want something like that.
I can see that, actually. That does seem pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, dude, let me just say, the one thing that I would do in that is I would make my way to the top of a company and then kick everybody out. I just demolish the company.
No, that's what you do when you're angry at someone. When you're rich and you're angry at someone, you buy them out and make them go out of business. That's what you do.
I wouldn't necessarily do that, but I tell you, many people would do that. I'm just saying. That opens the doorway to a lot of people.
Hmm. Yeah, Jonathan, any games you want to suggest or want to see come out?
Not really anything specific, but mainly, like, I guess a better CS or Siege, basically.
Well, I mean, like, you do play a lot of that, so.
Like, yeah. Have you played Rogue Company, actually?
Oh, yeah, Rogue Company is a good one of both.
It's a pretty good,
It's a good one of kind
I've
of both.
I've been playing it.
So.
Yeah. I like it a lot, actually. It's pretty fun.
Is Rogue free? I never knew.
Rogue Company is free. It's free on Epic Games if you're playing on PC.
I thought
if you're on console, you can just find it on the application store. It's free, and it's cross-platform as well. So,
all right. Well,
it's a pretty fun game.
For those who can't see our screens, Alex had just shown us an empty chip bowl, and he's going to go get some more chips, pretty much. So,
why is he holding the bowl like that?
Because he's holding his phone.
He's
in the
holding
other
the whole like over his pinky.
All right.
Honestly,
well,
I was trying to hope that he dropped it. Not gonna lie.
All right, moving on to a more
the next topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Next topic, which is what is our plan for the zombie apocalypse? The first thing I'm gonna do is get guns. That's the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm firstly get guns because we're 100% gonna need
get guns.
And if I can get suppressors, I'm gonna get suppressors, so that way firing a gunshot doesn't alert like several hundred zombies. So I want something, like guns. Even though you want something powerful, you also want something quiet, so that way it doesn't draw any attention to you.
And is that your only plan?
I'm just saying if all of us in this call right now were to all work together, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to get us
all
guns.
All of us to survive?
Yeah, if all of us were to survive, what our roles would be? I would be the one to get the guns.
Let's talk about this first. If all of us, like every member of this podcast, were to be survivors in the zombie apocalypse, who do you think out of all of us would be the first to get eaten by zombies?
Gonzalo.
Gonzalo, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonzalo, no doubt about it.
I mean,
he would just do some stupid stuff.
Because Gonzalo's going to do something stupid and then he's going to actually get infected by a zombie.
He's gonna scream and he's just gonna run around.
to get eaten by zombies by doing something stupid, or he'd be the person that does nothing and dies from being a loner, and he would just be cut into corners.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I would just actually hope that the only reason why I want Gonzalez to be first is because of his scream.
Yeah, his screams, bro. Oh, yeah. So loud.
He's just loud. And loud doesn't overall, really work so in zombie loud, land,
I don't think
so.
He knows how to be quiet. Like, I talk to him all the time. He's always loud.
Yeah, I know when to be quiet, like, in certain situations. Like, definitely. But Gonzalo just doesn't know when to be quiet, so.
I don't think it's that he doesn't know when to be quiet. I think it's more he doesn't know how to be quiet.
I mean, that works as well. You know.
I've seen him try to be quiet, and it does not work out well.
Okay. Well, at least we know he tried.
Right. Oh my god. My zombie apocalypse survival plan. First thing I try to find, obviously, weapons.
Yeah.
I'd try to find like swords, bats, stuff like that first before I go on to trying to find guns. Unless I already own a gun.
No, like I'd be more of a gun expert than like a blunt melee weapon.
I understand where you're coming from with that.
I really said guns with suppressors, like.
No, I
especially
that, I
with
that,
like snipers, snipers with suppressors, you don't know where it's coming from, so.
You'd also have to carry around all the ammo for it. You'd like in case of anything.
No, like if we set up a base,
have, like, another gun or something.
If we set up a base, then we have all our ammo in one area, so we don't have to keep carrying ammo. So then we can just carry mags, and we don't, we don't have to carry a lot of those.
What you guys thinking about are only the aspects of fighting and stuff during the zombie apocalypse, but what about the agriculture and the food and everything?
Now, hold on, I'm gonna get into that, all right?
But if we're talking about...
I'm gonna look for, like, bats, swords,
clubs,
stuff like that,
all right?
First thing I'm gonna do is find weapons.
I made a bow.
After I find weapons,
I'm telling you.
I'm going to try my best to find a vehicle of some sort, preferably a bike, like a bike or a scooter.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really say bike because bikes, I feel like they're very easy to take you off of. You could get clotheslined.
Yeah, they are very easy to take you off of.
Hey,
but if you really think about it, they can move
this first.
Pretty fast and they're fairly quiet.
Yeah, but then again, you have a bear cat.
They're easy to maintain, so if there's anything wrong with it, you can just, like, it's pretty easy to fix.
Yeah, but then again, people are always working on their bikes, whereas you could have a bear cat or a semi, and you can trick out said bear cat or semi, and then you can just roll around in an armored vehicle without any sort of worries. The bear cat is already armored as it is.
But then tell me, where would you get an armored vehicle? Are we living in like a Walking Dead,
this is gonna be like a scenario where the police are gonna try and take out the zombies first, and then it just doesn't go well.
No, I'm talking about the type of zombies. Are they walkers from like the Walking Dead? Are they like Nation Z runners?
No, they're walkers.
Like Resident Evil. Like,
they're walkers. They're not gonna. I'm thinking about like round one zombies type of thing.
Round one zombies? Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm thinking
I try to find weapons, like then I try to find like a vehicle, then I would try to find food. Preferably canned food, specifically because it's...
Canned food won't
go
bad.
Preserve it for longer.
So.
It will go bad, it just goes bad slower.
Hey, let me tell you, I'd be one of the last to die. I would build up a nice life. I'm telling you.
If you're going to be the last one to die...
I have a garage full of a bunch of stuff. I'm talking about... I have chainsaws in there. Those are too loud. But I have axes. I have hoes, you know, for gardening. My dad and I, we garden a lot. So we have a lot of stuff. We have a bunch of stuff. I made a bow from scratch just because I had nothing to do with my life. And
I think Alex would be like the person who's like growing food in our base.
Yeah, he's going to be the gardener.
Speaking of which, what would we build our base out of?
If we have any wine bottles,
we would make it out of an existing building that hasn't been torn down.
Get out of an existing building and just like fortify it.
Yeah,
dude, a really good base. People don't think about this. Would be a parking garage. I'm talking about like you know those like really.
Actually, Westfield has a parking
garage. Take over a Walmart.
No, Westfield Mall has a very good parking garage. It's four levels and it's very large.
All right, then you can go at the second to top level. That would be the place where you would need to do.
Five levels, but I wouldn't really count that extra parking space just for Target, you know, as a, you know, extra level.
Yep.
But that's where we could realistically hang out at, so.
Yeah. Like, if anything, we'll make a base out of, like, an already existing building. We'll fortify it. Sean and I would have gone to look for, like, weapons.
Yeah.
Dude, we go into Home Depot, like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We'll have Alex in charge of, like, farming and stuff.
Bro, I'll be in charge of all the food, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
John, I don't know what John would do.
John, you could be surveillance.
John's just going to be there.
Yeah.
It's just John.
You want me to be surveillance?
Actually, yeah, we could probably get, like, some cameras or something, and we could get John to be the lookout or something.
Dude, he'd be fighting in surveillance.
I mean, I do have experience in Rust, so that could work.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I've done electrical stuff, so that can work.
If I get a compound bow or anything, I'm pretty good with a bow.
You should also look for clothes.
Minecraft and in real life.
No, we don't really have to look for. We don't need to. In the apocalypse, we don't really need to worry about clean clothes.
Dude, well, I never said it had to be clean, but I'm just saying it would be nice to have more than one pair of clothes.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
We need to, firstly, get out of the city. That's going to be the first thing.
That would be preferable, getting out of the city and going to, like, somewhere like rural or something.
Napa Valley.
We need to go to, like,
Napa Valley is full of...
a place for, like, fertile land for this.
Napa Valley is full of grapevines or grape farmer areas. Grape vineyards, that's the word I'm looking for. So... So I think somewhere up there would be good because it's a literal vineyard. Like, you can't really go wrong there. There's already grapes on vines already there, unless the zombies have already eaten those. But yeah, Napa Valley is rural enough to be able to do that. So we'd have to find somewhere in Napa Valley that would be good for us to stay. So, but other than that, I don't see anywhere else. Either the parking garage at Westfield or somewhere in Napa Valley. So,
somewhere with good soil because we're gonna need some.
Napa Valley has good soil.
That's why we go to Home Depot.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just buy bags of soil.
Go grow. I mean, it is a good idea.
No, we ain't buying nothing, dude. It's the apocalypse. All
right. Oh, yeah,
Well, imagine buying something in the apocalypse. Even though there's an apocalypse, I still want to stay legal.
Like, people like be like, give me this much.
Well, like, after we get, like, a base set up and we've got, like, a steady food supply and we've got enough weapons and stuff. Then I say we should probably go out and look for any other survivors.
Yeah, and then we can start, you know, expanding our base because, you know.
Dude,
expanding our base, repopulating. Families,
right? So, we don't really need
to get... No. It's only the people of the podcast. It's only the people of the podcast. Oh.
If it's only us six, then the entire population is screwed because we don't even have any girls in this.
No. So, I'm just saying we're the only ones that we know. No, we're the only ones that we know for a fact have survived.
Okay.
All right. We don't know if we know for a fact that our family is dead. All right.
So it's just
we know for a fact that, like, our family and our friends are dead, but, like, only the people in the podcast we are, like, 100% aware that they are alive. Right. Yeah. Like, we know that there's, like, well, alive somewhere else. Just have to, like, go find them, I guess.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was gonna say. I'm gonna go look for the Cause Zombies community and hook them up.
All right,
honestly, that'd be the first thing I would do.
Yeah, we'd have to look for other survivors. And then.
Listen, you only look for other survivors when you've already expanded as much as you can with us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, when we have a good food supply, when we've got plenty of weapons. stuff like that.
Yeah, when we're in a place where we can,
or we can provide for a few more people.
Yeah, we have an abundance of something, then we can start providing for other people than just ourselves. So,
yeah.
Dude, honestly, I'm getting off topic, but I just like took my bread out the toaster, like with some soup, like you know, sourdough bread with some squash soup. You know, it's real good. But then, like, since you know the bread was real hot, then it made the soup start to boil a little bit, like it made it start to sizzle.
I don't think I want
quote Alex is always eating.
All right, Alex is always eating, bro.
Oh my god! Right.
Back to the topic at hand.
So, what is Brandon gonna do?
I
feel like Brandon would figure out logistics of stuff. I think.
I mean, Brandon is like another version of John Wick. Let's just put it like that.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna put that right there. Like, so I honestly don't know what he's gonna be doing.
Maybe he might be like a combat squad, like with me as well. Maybe.
Yeah.
Honestly, he'd just be one of those people to help out around, but whenever there is, like, you know, zombies or horde coming or anything, like, we'd all help out, but he'd be one of the main people out there, probably.
Yeah.
I think me and Nick would be good for, like, combat specifically, since we went paintballing a couple times.
Hey, honestly, close to combat.
I've been laser tagging a few times, so I don't really know full combat, like, but I feel like paintballing is better. I feel like
all of us, except for Gonzalo, should try to defend.
Gonzalo's not going to be... Literally, Gonzalo's, we all just said like, Gonzalo's going to get like eaten by a zombie first.
Gonzalo specifically because he is going to get killed on the line of duty.
Like, he's going to act too much. Like, he's going to jokingly get into the line of fire and get a bullet straight to the brain.
You know what's going to happen? I was going to say something, but
he's just going to punch a zombie in the face somewhere.
I was going to say something.
He's going to punch a zombie in the face with a zombie bite.
We have to train him to distract zombies and have them chase him. So then
you want to know why that's not going to work?
That is the dumbest idea ever.
Even though it's a good idea, it's not going to work out like that because bullets can go through people. So if we hit one zombie, it could potentially hit Gonzalo in the head as well. All right? So you have to be careful like that. So I don't want to like... But then again, there are bulletproof helmets. So, but they're not...
Alex is trying to say something, but his mic is muted.
What I was thinking is that Gonzalo's running like horizontal, like side to side from us. Like I'm talking about he's in front, but moving left to right. You know, the zombies are like following him like that. But we're like, you know, over here when he's in front of us running back and forth. So then they're trailing behind him. You know, like in a COD zombies or whatever.
No, trains go in a circle. They don't go in horizontal lines.
Circle, not horizontal lines.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like, not actually training them. But I'm talking about if he just keeps running like this, you know, straight, and then we just pick off the ones behind him that are stragglers, you know, behind. And then when there's only a few left, then he can come back and, you know, we can get him.
No... That's not a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's not even a great idea. Like, if we put out an explosive decoy, however...
Leave the ideas up to John, Sean, and I.
Yeah, like, for example...
Alex, you'll just be there planting.
For example, if we put out an explosive decoy, like, for example, we rig a mannequin with explosives...
Alex can plant the food and...
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm good.
I feel like Alex is going to be the medic in our, like, base or whatever.
I'm good for distributing, for planting any food needs you got, close combat with knives or anything like that.
Why would we do that with zombies?
Dude, yeah, I mean, he did say he was good with a compound bow, so that's some sort of range. So
honestly, I just think Gonzalo
would be like... We'd send him with armor so they can't bite him.
have, for example, we have... We make something that can move, for example, via remote control, and then the zombies go all over it, and then with like the thing I'm thinking about is a mannequin, and we've just put it on wheels, and we can just control it with an RC, with like an RC remote. And then we rig the mannequin with explosives. We could rig the mannequin with explosives and then blow up the mannequin, and then it takes out a lot of the zombies, and then we just rain fire on all of them.
All you gotta do is catch a little piece of meat to a drone, fly it right past the zombies. And since the, you know, drones make noise like that, and also, you know, the little meat, zombies, they smell and they hear. They don't really see well. So that'd be perfect.
I think I found a really good job for Gonzalo, to be honest.
Okay, and what is that?
Making babies. Just helping
making what?
What?
Babies.
I don't think we're going to have more of that. I don't think we're going to want more of that.
Gonzalo's going to be the person that's going to mess up during abortion.
Gonzalo's got like the worst genes out of all of us.
Offense to Gonzalo when he hears this later.
If anybody would be in charge of reproduction, it would be anybody but Gonzalo. Like, I'm not even picking anybody. It's just anybody but Gonzalo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either him or we have to deal with that while fighting off the zombies. Think about that.
Honestly, it wouldn't be.
I mean, we'd have to deal with the crying from the babies.
What it would be, is that whoever. The girl, because it's her choice.
Yeah, it is her choice.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah,
they've got.
She has a choice out of five of us. So, six of us. What am I talking?
There's more than five. Yeah, six.
Yeah, there's six of us.
It ain't so, our choice.
She has a choice out of six of us. Whoever she chooses, she chooses.
So. Honestly, I don't even know who she's gonna choose. We all pretty.
And
bad
then eventually, when we get more people, into our group, and. There's more variety, I guess.
Yeah.
Honestly, I doubt she'll choose any of us, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Facts. None of us.
No, not even you. I'm sorry.
Not even you.
Yeah, no.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, mister. I built a bow by myself.
Dude, I'm not short anymore. Listen,
you're not short anymore. How tall are you?
In school is because, you know, I had heavy bags on my shoulders. I've grown a lot.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I've grown like 3 inches, I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. How tall are you?
No cap though. Like, not lying, I actually grew like two and a half inches.
How tall are you?
How tall are you now? 5'4"?
I have no idea. I gotta go measure myself. I'm
5'10" currently, I think.
Like 5'10", 5'11", somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think Nick, you're a 5'11", because you've got an inch on me.
5'5".
5'5", really?
They're like 5'4", somewhere around there.
All right.
He's grown. I was right when I said 5'4".
From 4'3".
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's always the taller one, so. It's realistically between me and Nick.
Generally, they choose taller people. So.
Yeah. For whatever reason, they always want the taller one.
If they do choose you, but like.
You're taller than me by an inch, all right? You're taller than me by an inch, an effing inch.
I'm just saying, I work out, you know, I got the features.
Yeah, but you're not as tall.
You're not as tall.
Yeah, for whatever reason,
also,
height matters.
Why are we talking about reproduction?
Because it's the zombie apocalypse.
It would be inevitable in the zombie apocalypse.
You're hurting my
feelings now.
Like, dude, you're hurting my non-existent feelings now. Honestly, the only feelings I get is for food. But now, like, you're hurting some of my feelings now. Like, can we go back to survival
feelings,
and skills?
Wow.
Hey, man, we gotta do what we gotta do, okay? All I can say.
That's gotta be a new high for all of us. We actually broke someone's feelings that he didn't even know he had.
We hurt his feelings.
He's gonna go back to eating.
Quote, Alex is always eating.
That's dumb.
He's still in the chair now. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Time for you.
Oh, Sean.
Huh?
You have time to move on? I thought you had to go.
No, I don't have to. No, not for another, what is that, 20 minutes?
Oh, all
so
right.
we can cut it 5 minutes before.
Hey, we've
so.
Finished this topic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely finished this topic. I'm not denying that.
We're
not for a bit.
Any further into this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because we've gone through it all, so
we've gone through.
All right, guys. I got a question for you guys. All seriousness, if you you're walking because you're adventuring away from home for a couple days, like I'm talking about from our base. Then you come across a survivor who's stuck in a bear trap, right? You have an axe, but then you see some zombies approaching. What do you do?
Firstly, why would I use an axe on a bear trap? Bear trap, mind you.
But I amputate the leg, bro.
I honestly just kill him.
But yeah. I amputate the dude's leg.
He says he's not infected. He's not infected.
No, if he's stuck in a bear trap,
you gotta make sure, yeah,
no, the reason why I wouldn't take him is because he got himself stuck in a bear trap. I'm not gonna really want to trust anyone with any traps. Wait, what about Gonzalo with traps? Would Gonzalo be good with traps?
Probably not.
Oh, he'd somehow hurt himself.
He'd probably catch himself more than anything.
Clumsy, but I don't really know.
He could set up a bear trap and immediately get his arm caught in it.
He can even.
He's gonna do that for a joke. He's gonna do that for a joke and it actually happened.
Dude, he can literally set up a mouse trap and get caught in it.
Honestly. Like, Gonzalo.
He'll set up a fly trap and somehow get his fingers.
I'm literally just gonna call this episode We Bully Gonzalo for 50 minutes straight.
We Bully Gonzalo and Alex.
I don't really know how he acts, like, if he actually put his mind to something or anything. I don't know how he acts, like, truly.
Yeah,
I don't either. Like, unless you've been in class with him.
Once he's got his mind set on something, he's determined. But, I don't know, man.
He tries his best, but is it, like, the thing where he tries
like,
his
I'm pretty sure he actually got Damascus on all the guns in...
Yeah,
Walker, right?
But that's because he sweats.
Yeah, he got Damascus.
That's not
because
he
try-hard.
He's try-harding, like...
That's good, like, I remember, because at first he didn't really care about that. He didn't even want to get gold, and then, like, at one point he was like, you know what, might as well get gold, right? And he put his mind to it, and he was only using
also,
weapons
speaking of Damascus, what is up with the Val going through the map? Literally, the new Val 10-round mags can shoot through the entire map. I'm not even joking when I say the entire map.
I haven't played for a while, so I'm not to check.
I haven't played in a while either, but I've seen a video recently where there are clips of the Val going through the map. Like, people are legit getting spawn killed.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's how how through the map this thing goes.
I've been
playing for a while.
Like, for example,
like
on Search and on Hardcore Search and Destroy.
Apex Legends, Rogue Company, that's really about it.
Yeah, for example, on Hardcore Search and Destroy, literally on Vacant, on, was it Defending? I can't remember what side that is. I don't know if it's Coalition or Allegiance. I don't know which. But, no, it's not Defending, it's Attacking. God damn it. I think that's Coalition then. So, if you're looking at the door in front of you, if you aim right in the middle of the pipes, you're gonna get 2 kills off spawn. Because you're spawn killing there. That's how dumb it is.
Hey, like, well, I'm just saying, I got no idea what you guys are talking about. But, because I got a Wii U, I'm growing potatoes in my backyard, as well as some garlic, you know, and some beans.
Farmer.
See, this is why he's going to be useful in the. This is why he's going to be useful in the zombie apocalypse. He's literally growing stuff right now.
I've never played those games because I got a Wii U and a phone.
Oh yeah, I don't think they're going to let you have an Xbox or a PS4 to play those games.
Maybe at Christmas, maybe.
Or maybe even if you're lucky.
I've been asking for that for like the past three years, or if you're lucky, a gaming laptop.
Because honestly, PC Master Race.
That'd be the best gift ever.
Oh yeah, gaming laptop. Yeah.
My Yeah, my birthday gift for my 14th birthday was actually a PS4. And that's, like, the best birthday gift ever.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe for my 16th birthday, I'll actually, like...
Actually, the person who bought it for me, because at that time, I was playing Fortnite a lot.
Oh, yeah. Fortnite was still huge. Like, I was playing it with an old friend. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, I was playing Fortnite with some friends. I mean, honestly, at the time, I thought the game was actually pretty good. It was just the community that ruined it. And honestly, right now,
that
game is whack.
Yeah, like, literally. COD and Minecraft have, like, destroyed...
Chapter 2, Season 2. Whack.
Yeah, like, literally, the second they were like, Fortnite is ending, I was like, finally, I can uninstall this game because I'm not having fun. and then they're like, Fortnite came back, I'm like, fuck.
I had actually uninstalled it, and my friends were, like, constantly bugging me to reinstall it and play a game with them. So I reinstalled it, and then I was like, do you guys finally want to play that freaking game so that I can uninstall this again? And they were like, I was so mad because I just reinstalled Fortnite because they were bugging me to, and then they said they didn't want to play it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, Minecraft had the largest resurgence, like, ever. Like, after 10 years, Minecraft came back. Like, that's huge from there.
I mean,
that's
here's
huge
the thing. I always enjoyed playing Minecraft, though.
Oh, yeah, it's an open world. You can do whatever you want.
They talk smack about it. I always found the game to be fun. It's fun to play with friends.
As long as you don't build a house like Nobla did. Because, honestly, God, that house was ugly. Like, if you can find a way...
I have not seen that. How did he build it?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen Nobla's house? Like, if you haven't seen Nobla's house in Minecraft, this is... He honestly has built... the most disgusting thing in the world. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I don't know why he made that. Like,
hey man, a house is a house, okay?
A house is a house, but his one is bare ugly.
Did you just sand?
Oh yeah, and don't forget about the dirt house Evan and Terrorizer built right next to it.
What is that? I remember that. It's sandstone.
It's sandstone.
I just looked it up.
And metal doors.
It's just
doors.
Sandstone and glass.
Yeah, it's ugly. And then he has a foot-long farm in front of his house. Like,
hey, man, whatever works, okay? That's all I can say.
No, like, Wildcat actually had some sort of structure in his house. Same with Terrorizer. Evan just built this giant thing in the sky. So... Marcel had his underground sweatshop, which I'm surprised the black man had a lot of slaves. So, the irony of that statement. So,
are you talking about Gorilla? It's all right, Sean can say this. He's black.
Who are you talking about, Gorilla?
No, I'm talking about Marcel, basically, I do work. He has an underwater sweatshop. So... But yeah, every single time I'm reminded that basically has this, I always find it funny that a black man has a sweatshop. I find it funny every single time.
Alright, should we get back to the topic here? Or are we just going to keep talking?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just whatever at this point. I mean, we could cut it here, honestly. But we could go for another 2 minutes.
We still got quite a few topics.
All right.
Well, not all of them were agreed on. Well, actually, we have one left, and that is how you think technology would advance in the next 10 years.
One left, yeah.
That's the last one.
Technology will advance.
That's the last one we have.
And honestly,
agreed on anyway.
I think we should save this for next session.
Yeah. Well,
this topic preview, could go on for a while.
Get hit with a preview. We just leaked a podcast idea that we're going to be talking about next time. Get wrecked. But yeah, honestly, we're going to just cut it here. A lot of us have stuff to do, or either that, or we're just going to get a noise complaint. So.
All right. And if you have a topic that you want us to talk about,
Oh yeah.
Join our Discord and put it in the chat that we have. I forgot what
it's called. It's called Suggestions for Podcast.
Where you could suggest a topic for us to talk about, and we'll decide whether or not we are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And if we do, we'll give you a shout out for putting it for putting a good topic idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like we're gonna shout you out for doing a good topic, or if you become a Discord supporter or Discord sponsor, not Discord supporter. Jesus Christ, I'm getting our own ranks messed up. At this point,
you're the one that made them.
Yeah, I don't care. It's just whatever in it. So, but yeah, this is the end. Alex said he wanted to do the outro, so go for it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for watching. This is the next episode. Will be Better Podcast, where it's surprising me has gotten better from the beginning. It can only go up from here, you know.
I thank you guys for watching.
We will see you in the next 2 weeks. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
If you see this on YouTube, if you see this on our podcast app, then great. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you all in the next podcast.
All right. See ya.